This is the Morning Show with Bob Clark, 770 KKOB.
Our Premium Insiders Club code word for the 9 o'clock hour today, Unborn. You can log on to our website to be a part of the Premium Insiders Club at 770kkob.com. I'm Bob Clark with Jennifer Davis. We're going to take your phone calls on our topic until 9:55, and then we have the Huckabee Report for you. I want to talk about the Unborn Victims of Violence Bill. It was introduced in the past, back in 2005. It looks like it might be introduced during the next session coming up in January of 2010. One state Republican lawmaker from Albuquerque is going to ask Governor Bill Richardson to put it on the agenda for the 30-day session, the Unborn Victims of Violence Act. Representative Larry Larinaga of Albuquerque, he says he wants to call it the Isaac Victims Law. And Isaac was the name of the 17-year-old, that 17-year-old Sarah Lovato had planned to give to her baby, who was just a few weeks away from being born, when police say Lovato and her father were shot to death by her boyfriend and charged in this crime right now as Marino Leyba Jr. This is a story that's been reported by the New Mexico Independent website over the weekend in terms of the representative's efforts to get the Unborn Victims of Violence Act back on the legislative agenda coming up during the next session. Now, this double murder up in Santa Fe, the suspect Leyba Jr., the Santa Fe district attorney has charged him with two counts of murder, but there is no charge in relation to the killing of the unborn child. And Representative Larry Larinaga wants to change that, because if this bill were to become law, it would allow for a defendant to be charged with the murder in the death of any pregnant woman. So prosecutors could pursue murder charges in a case like that against the unborn child. Now, pro-choice activists say they're going to try to once again defeat this bill, which they believe is just eventually aimed at undermining Roe v. Wade. Here's a quote in the story on the New Mexico Independent website from Mimi Stewart, our state representative, a Democrat from Albuquerque. She is pro-choice. And she says that even though they can all agree the tragedy of the Lovato's murders, the political implications of the Unborn Victims of Violence Bill make it hard to pass. So I want to get your opinions on this. Should the killer of a pregnant woman be charged with murder of the unborn child? Take your calls at 243-3333. And you can also send me an email, Bob at 770kkob.com. Now, When I was reading this story over the weekend, something just sort of struck me. Because, look, I know for many people, this bill is going to just turn into a debate over abortion, pro-choice versus pro-life. But maybe I'm missing something here, but I just don't see it. I don't know why, if you're a pro-choice lawmaker, I don't know why you would be afraid of a bill like this. Because to me, abortion, Roe v. Wade, that's a Supreme Court issue. I look at the Unborn Victims of Violence Act and simply look at it as a state law that would help further punish murderers. I mean, if Marino Leyba Jr., who's charged with this double homicide, if he kills his 17-year-old girlfriend and her father, and she was just weeks away from giving birth, charging him with a third murder, how does that undermine Roe v. Wade? I mean, to me, they're just two separate issues, in my opinion anyway. But this was defeated once before in 2005, and the pro-choice lawmakers are going to try to defeat it again if it ends up on the agenda. Again, because this is a 30-day session coming up in January of 2010, the governor would have to add it to the official agenda. There are other ways that lawmakers can get around that, but with the Republicans in the minority up in Santa Fe, it probably would be very difficult to do. But we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, I just want to get your opinions on it. Should the killer of a pregnant woman be charged with the murder of the unborn child? 243-3333. Let's start with Jack in Rio Rancho. You're on 770 KKOB. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, very fine morning to you, Bob and Jen. Always an honor to be first.
Well, you called first, so go ahead.
That's how I always get to be first. I call first.
Yeah, people call in, and we just go down the line based on how long you've been waiting.
Well, man, I thought it was because you liked me.
No.
No, you don't like me. All right. Anyway, I'm tired of seeing that sticker, you can't be Catholic and pro-choice. I am so tired of that mentality. But the thing is this is a, if you're into sales, it's a reduced to the ridiculous close. And if you're into statistics, it's an incremental step to to outlaw abortion, in my opinion. The guy is not going to get any more time because of the unborn child. But, you've known me for years. I'm against anything that comes between a woman and her doctor's decision and a woman's right to choose. I think that's a fundamental right in America.
But this 17-year-old girl, Sarah, didn't choose to terminate this pregnancy. She was murdered. And in the process, so was the unborn child. That's, to me, why this. That's why there's a big difference here between a situation like this and Roe v. Wade.
I'm just afraid that if we pass this law, the next thing you know, we'll be going after some doctor that performed an abortion. And I don't like it. I don't think there's any use to it. I think it's just grandstanding. And I don't think the guy is going to get any more time because of this law. And I think it's an incremental step that's going to be used to press the abortion issue. I think they are tied together. But, we agree to disagree.
Okay. All right, Jack. Thank you very much. Appreciate your phone call. Let's go to James in Bernalillo. You're next on 770 KKOB. Go ahead, James.
Yes, I think that he should be prosecuted for that unborn child. That unborn child didn't want the mother was wanting the child, and then he kills both of them. I say he should be prosecuted. And the abortion law, I don't think it has anything to do with that.
All right, James, thank you. 243-3333. Robert on a cell phone. You're next on 770 KKOB. Go ahead, Robert.
Oh, thank you. Hey, basically what it seems to me like, everybody wants to stop the bill because they believe the unborn fetus and all that, Roe v. Wade and all that. What they really need to do, instead of that kind of a bill, what they need to do is if a female person is killed, first of all, the person who killed her should be under murder charges. And two, they should have it as an enhancement. Like they do, if you kill somebody with a gun or commit robbery with a gun, that's a gun enhancement. They should just have a pregnancy enhancement. That way there's no such thing as, the baby could have been born, they could have been not born. No, either you're pregnant or you're not pregnant. Doesn't matter if it's single, triplets, you have an extra enhancement.
Okay.
Because she's pregnant.
All right, Robert, thank you. Appreciate your phone call. 243-3333. David in Albuquerque, you're next on 770 KKOB. What do you think, David?
Hey, Bob. I think the issue is why the pro-choice crowd is unwilling to say that the murder of a pregnant woman has resulted in the murder of a fetus. They're unwilling to say that. That's the big issue. If that woman who was murdered had chosen to have an abortion, no one would have said anything.
Yeah, but see, and David, and maybe David, maybe you can help me out here a little bit, because I don't know why pro-choice lawmakers would be so quick to jump out in opposition of a bill like this, like they have in the past, and like they're doing again already. I mean, can't they be dealt with on two totally separate levels of the law? I mean, a murder versus an abortion. I mean, I know a lot of people who are opposed to abortion view it as murder, and I totally understand that. But until the U.S. Supreme Court changes the ruling on Roe v. Wade, that's not going to change. But we do have murder laws on the books.
I understand the Roe v. Wade decision. And yet, if one person kills a fetus and then another person kills a fetus, in this example, if the mother, say, for sake of argument, had chosen at some point to abort the fetus, that's not murder.
Mm-hmm.
But this individual that murdered the woman, and as a result murdered the fetus, how can a pro-choice group say that with one person kills a fetus, it's not murder, but if this other gentleman kills a fetus, it is murder?
So pro-choice lawmakers like Mimi Stewart have to take this position on a law like this because they would be viewed as hypocrites?
I would think so. If they begin to say that the destruction of a fetus is murder in any case, then the argument can be levied against them that abortion is also murder. It's hypocritical.
Yeah.
So they cannot say that.
Oh, and David, you're probably right. But again, help me walk me through this a little bit, because again, whether you agree or disagree with the idea of abortion, under U.S. law, set by the U.S. Supreme Court, it is legal. An abortion is legal for a woman who, for the reason she chooses, to end her pregnancy. Murder is not legal. And if that pregnant woman is murdered and she was just a few weeks from having this baby, I don't see that as being hypocritical whatsoever.